Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
It was most likely not long before Jesus would be crucified when he took Peter, James, and John upon the mountain with him. He had already predicted his crucifixion and resurrection to his chosen apostles. On this day, these three apostles witnessed Jesus transformed into a glorious state. Matthew 17:2 states, "His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light." They also saw Moses and Elijah appear and converse with Jesus. It must have been this amazing sight that led Peter to speak up and offer to erect the three shelters honoring the three of them. Although Jesus had these three apostles keep this experience to themselves until after his resurrection, we have it recorded for us that we might see the witness of Jesus and hear the words of heaven that said to Peter, James, and John, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Today, as we open God's Word, we will visit this very special scene in the life of Christ.
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else.
Moses and Elijah were great men of God. They served the Lord faithfully. Moses was called by God to deliver the message to Pharaoh to let his people go. And he led the people to the mountain to worship and then receive the law from God that would guide Israel until Jesus came and ushered in the new covenant. His place in the work of God was very important. Well, Elijah was called to give testimony to God when idolatry was running rampant in Israel. Ahab and Jezebel had filled the land with the worship of the Baals. their evil in God's sight was so great, and Elijah was God's spokesman who rebuked their evil deeds. In contrast, Jesus came to deliver God's new covenant, like Moses delivered the old. He came to set captives free. He came to declare the jubilee and the salvation promised by the Father. Jesus faced hypocritical teachings of the chief priests, scribes, and the Pharisees all during his ministry. Like Elijah, he faced the evil that had corrupted God's holy place. He stood in the temple and used his whip to drive out those who desecrated God's house of prayer. While Moses and Elijah had done what God called for them to do, Jesus was sent to make the sacrifice that would redeem mankind from sin. He provides the salvation of grace for mankind. And there are several observations for us to note as we visit the Transfiguration. Jesus is seen in his glorified state. It is a confirmation of his true identity. The witness to the Lord's glorious state gives us a confidence in the glorious life that is ahead for us who follow him with our hope in our resurrection. Paul teaches about the perishable being replaced by that which is imperishable, and this mortal existence is changed to the immortal. Flesh and blood does not enter that glorious eternal portion of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus lived in the flesh and was brought lower than the angels for a little while, and the scene on the mountain is the precursor to his ascension into the heavenly realm from which he came. The benefit for us is the assurance that Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. He suffered and died for our sins, and he made that sacrifice that was necessary for us to be saved. But he is the risen Lord above all else. There is no other name above his name. Something else for us to take from this scene is the presence of the Father. Immediately when Peter makes the suggestion to equally honor Jesus with Elijah and Moses, the cloud appears and the voice speaks. God the Father is ever present. Nothing escapes his notice. And while Peter had good intentions, God directed the honor for his son. I think of Peter when he went to preach the word to the Gentiles and Cornelius knelt down before him to honor him. Peter immediately removed himself from such an honor. He was only a man doing God's work. I think this apostle recognized that Moses and Elijah and many others were great servants of God, but Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Son. It is Jesus we must be honoring, and none of the honor should rest upon men. You know, we're all called to be saints. And sainthood is something that's bestowed upon us from God, and it separates us from the sinful world. It isn't something to elevate us above anyone else, and it is a condition of our salvation. We have been sanctified by the blood of Christ. We have been made holy through the washing of our guilty conscience. We should always consider our place in God's church as that of a servant who is following God's guidance. Peter, in his own mind, rejected God's calling to go preach to those Gentiles at first. But finally, he received the message and yielded to God's plan. You know, when we accept our role as a servant, whatever we may accomplish for the Lord, it will be for his glory. The heavenly voice made the distinction between Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. The voice said, "This is my son, listen to him." Jesus came with the Father's message of forgiveness through faith in his Son and an obedience to him as Lord. We confess our faith that Jesus is God's one and only Son, and we also are to make the confession that Jesus is Lord over us. Our task is to hear our Lord and Savior and King as he directs our lives. Through the gospel accounts and the inspired epistles of the New Testament, we have the whole counsel of God set before us. It is important that we listen to the call of righteousness. The Apostle Paul wrote about being dead to sin and alive to God. We do not live any longer serving sin, but we serve the Lord. By listening to the Word of Truth, we're able to worship Him in truth and in spirit. This worship is not just when we come and assemble with the other saints, but a life that honors and glorifies the Lord because we follow His teachings. By following Christ's teachings, we abhor what is evil. We cling to that which is good. While the world will clamor hate crimes against us for calling sin, sin, it is our duty of faith to not tolerate nor accept evil. Man's sinful nature rejected Jesus. Oh, they hated Him because He exposed the light of truth and the practices of evil. Jesus said, if they hated Me, they'll hate you as well. It is true that we all have our own free will, and everyone can choose what kind of lifestyle we want to live by. But no one can decide and dictate the kind of judgment for the choices we make. That's in God's hands. Moses and Joshua both set before God's people the choice. Before Moses died, he said he had set before Israel life and death, the blessing and the curse. His advice was for them to choose life and prolong the days they would live in the promised land. Joshua, near the end of his leadership over Israel, challenged the people to choose whom they would serve. They could choose gods from Egypt or the gods from the idol worshippers of the land they possessed, or they could choose Jehovah God. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. May we do so in view of the vast eternity that lies before each of us.
You are exalted, Lord, above all else. We place you at the highest place above all else. Right now where we stand and everywhere we go, we place you at the highest place so the world will know. You are a mighty warrior, dressed in armor of light, crushing the deeds of darkness, lead us on in the fight. Through the blood of Jesus, victorious we stand. We place you at the highest place above all else in this land. You are exalted, Lord, above all else. We place you at the highest place above all else. Right now where we stand and everywhere we go, we place you at the highest place so the world will know. You are a mighty warrior, dressed in armor of light, crushing the deeds of darkness, lead us on in the fight. Through the blood of Jesus, victorious we stand. We place you at the highest place above all else in this land. Above all else.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.